Chapter 3. The Prophecy. Many will doubt and will say about me, "This man coming from the countryside and from the midst of animals, can he be the one the scriptures predict?" We see, however, that he gave up money and material possessions, and that he then withdrew himself from the world to set about to seek out for the truth. But is it enough to trust him? Should we rather listen to the scholars, the religious or the rich who, them, have education? And besides, how could only one man lead us into the truth? What truth? We also see that he was touched and accompanied by women. Was it the same for Jesus, whom he considers to be his image? I answer to this by saying that to withdraw oneself from the world is to withdraw from the water of the river of life. And in order to understand and listen to the one who sends me, like Moses I was withdrawn from the waters. Now, when one is withdrawn from the waters, it is likely because one was soaking in it. I say that one cannot judge from the outside what one has not experienced from the inside. I will teach matter and the spirit, man and woman and all things. How could I then speak about matter if I did not handle it, or about woman if I knew her only by hearsay? The prophets all have women, otherwise they could not be well balanced. This is why there are women accompanying Jesus in his life, and especially many Mary, because Mary means the one who is married to God or to his son. There are also Barks, as well as this blind man since birth to whom I opened the eyes, this doctor who did not understand the resurrection of the dead, the Samaritan who finds him sitting on the edge of the well, of the truth, and many other things that will be explained. Try then not to question yourselves constantly while reading, because after I will have taught you, you will not find any more questions to ask me. The scriptures cover the world's history from the beginning until the end, which is the apocalypse, followed by God's reign on the entire earth. Only the Creator will reign with those I come to take, because they are his sheep, his people. They are Abraham's, Isaac's, and Jacob's posterity, to whom the entire earth was promised in heritage. These men and women, chosen by God, are those who will recognize themselves through me after they have eaten the bread of heaven I bring to them. This bread, which will be multiplied by the book's multiplication, is the Spirit's food which opens the eyes and resurrects the dead, because, without this food, men are dead. I know you are quite astonished that a man may be able to speak to you the way I do. However, listen and understand, since the apocalypse has not yet happened, otherwise you would already be in the kingdom, it is then forthcoming. Consequently, you are standing with the Lamb of God in the scripture, which means with Elijah, the chosen one, whom Jesus calls, who is the Son of Man. You are then not 2,000 years after Jesus' death, but only on the day where, sitting on me the young donkey, he is in his accomplishment in the middle of you. Be disposed then to actually see yourselves with me in the scriptures, because you are the crowd Jesus teaches. And when you will have heard me, you will no longer doubt it I am telling you. I cannot explain in just a few words, however, that my life and his are one. It is why I first showed that my origins are in accordance with those of Jesus, and that the true day of the Nativity is the 15th day of the last month of the year, which became the 25th, following the shifting of 10 days which there was formerly in the calendar. The veil covering the scriptures. The Old and the New Testament were made under veil, so that this veil disappear with the coming of the sun. But in truth, there are two readings, because there are two veils covering them. Under the first, which I'm bringing you into, is the world led by Moses, from the beginning to the end. And, under the second, it is the life of the only Son and of the new world. But without the Son, standing on his feet, the book of prophets would remain sealed, because it is only the one that is announced who can remove the seals and reveal their contents from Adam up to the Lamb who is victorious over the world. However, it is only with the entire book that I can remove the seals. Try then not to close yourselves, because no one else can show you what you have neglected. According to the scripture, was it not when Jesus reaches Mount Golgotha, which means the place of the skull, that the veil of the temple tears up from top to bottom? The place of the skull is nothing more than the place of the time where the spirit of man is formed and able to bear the truth, because up to then he could not do it yet. And it is by my long and painful years of research that I reached this notorious place of the skull, where everything was revealed to me. This had the effect of making me die for this world that rebellious men have built contrary to the rules of life which were given to all at the very beginnings. This shows that only the sun tears up the veil of the temple, the veil covering up the scriptures, because, when he appears and dies for the world, everyone can finally grasp what is written. And the whole earth trembles with fear on that day. My predecessors, the prophets, have long prepared my tunic and my crown so that I may enter the world clothed and crowned. But if they would not have announced me the way they did in the Old and New Testament, from Adam up to the Lamb, who are the figures of the one who had to come, I would be coming in the midst of the world without strength and without glory, and no one would listen to me. You must therefore recognize the Son of Man through his character, his light, and his mission, and that you follow him for your own salvation and that of the world. What you have seen in the scripture, is the spirit of his character, as well as the subjects in which he would lead you in and the miracles that would follow. These miracles will happen when I will open your eyes by explaining the entire universe, the celestial bodies and the worlds, as well as the scriptures, the Son of Man, where you come from, who you are, where you are going and what will be the continuation of the days. Nothing will remain hidden. All that was kept secret since the world's creation will be revealed to those who are humble in heart and simple in mind. But in order to get out of the sepulchres and the realm of the dead in which you are, you must not consider any more the announced resurrection as if it were the awakening of all those who have lived since the beginning of the world, because, you saints of spirit, I will resurrect you like I was myself resurrected powerfully by the one who sends me. Thus, on this singular day, you will witness a great thing, the immense wonder of the resurrection of the dead, which is your own resurrection. You will then clearly see the New Jerusalem, the holy city, which is the image of the new cities of men. This is why for this great day of the coming of the Son, the scripture announces. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two, from the top to the bottom, the earth shook, the rocks were split, the sepulchres opened, and many bodies of the saints who had died were resurrected. When they came out of the sepulchres, after the resurrection of Jesus, they entered the holy city, and appeared to a great number of people. But the prophecy is found only in the Old Testament where the coming of Emmanuel, who is Elijah, is announced. The objective of the New Testament is to introduce him and to make him rise, while preventing all imposture, because only the veritable can demonstrate who he is. You will thus live with me what is written. And I say to you, those who thought they could take over my vine, will disappear from the face of the world, because Jesus is the spirit of the prophecy, the spirit of God in a man and in the man that I am. My coming is natural however and forced, like it will appear to you after you have eaten at my table. However, in believing that the Savior came 2,000 years ago, many say, the Son has already come and nothing has happened, he has failed. And I say that he is to be heard only today, in these difficult times, which are the messianic times. Man do not realize that by being before the apocalypse, he is inevitably with him, and he would pretend that he has failed. Does one believe that one is more than the creator of all things, to be victorious over him? Men ignore that it is the planets that make the stars shine, and they would claim to be able to push God back. Man without understanding, if anyone fails on this earth it will be you who reads and not I who writes to you, because if you are unable to conceive and grasp the truth, you will not finish fulfilling your days. Your stupor will be great, son of the earth. The testimony of the scriptures. Believing, like you all, that it was about ancient things, it wouldn't have crossed my mind to search for myself in the scriptures. However, like I said, I saw myself there when I was looking for a testimony on what I had already discovered regarding the celestial bodies and the path of life they provide to men. That was terrifying for me, because it is frightening to see your face in a book written since thousands of years. I was all the more anxious that I did not want to be this man. Why me, did I say to myself, is there not anyone else? But someone else would say the same thing I thought, and there would be no one to come. So I finally accepted after many renouncements, because, as one cannot prevent seeing his own image when leaning over water, I could not prevent seeing myself in the scriptures on which I was leaning over. This also shows that, although the knowledge of the times and of all things is given to me, without the testimony of the prophets, I would have never known who I was, nor would I have been able to rise. The New Testament is also written in such a way that one may recognize and follow me with confidence. Understand then that I do not exist today because of the scriptures, but on the contrary it is the scriptures that do exist for me. Jesus being the image and the reality of the Son of Man, I am his accomplishment, and Elijah he is calling from the top of his cross. I would rather not be this man, but, girded by force, I am obliged to pass in front of you. When I was young I was doing what I wanted to do, but now I go where I am led by force, knowing it is the end of me. It is because that is the way it is, that Jesus says to Peter, I follow him. Verily, verily I say unto you, when you were younger, you girded yourself, and you went where you wanted, but when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you, and lead you where you don't want to. He said this to indicate by what death Peter would glorify God. And having thus spoken, he said unto him, Follow me. I will soon show that I am Peter in the book, and you will understand why I walk behind Jesus. But you already understand by what death I glorify the one who sends me. I do not come to give you lessons, however. I only come to show celestial and terrestrial things as they are, so that you may enlighten yourselves and save your lives. Then each one will do what he wants. But know already that the truth into which I will lead you in, will deliver you from darkness and from your chains, because only the truth sets man free. The closed doors of the world. You are slaves and unhappy in this world, because you do not know the truth. It is why, as time goes by, nations have become parks and enclosures in which those who reign have the control over your minds, your bodies, your belongings, your freedom, as well as on the earth which does not belong to you anymore. You are their subjects and their slaves. Having no light inside them, the leaders obviously lead the world to its ruin. And you are close to it, because the doors are closing up from now on. There is no more future for the world as it is now. Don't you see that the doors are closing and this is the reason why you cannot foresee your children's future? Children see this and many are in despair, because you have been led into lies about man and his future, as well as God and his Son. Thus, like the scripture testifies it, you are blind, deaf, crippled, paralyzed, leprous and lame in a spiritual sense. How would you then know who you are on this earth and where you are going? But with the water of the scriptures, I will baptize you, treat and cure you from your disabilities. Afterwards, you who listen to me, you will be in accordance with the elements of existence and with the reasons for which you have been created, because you will be different and you will not see things with the same eyes anymore. This will be your first step towards salvation. A pure and innocent man is like a lamb. This man obviously has the heart and spirit of his youth within him. He then speaks like a child, saying what he saw and what he heard without caring about those he disturbs. That is how I am. This is why, when John saw me on this day, he said, Here comes the Lamb of God. And he presented, through Jesus, my person and my character, as well as the fields and subjects in which I will lead you in, and what will be the miracles I will be accomplishing. These miracles concern the healings I just spoke about. John was sent before me in order to prepare my path. But when he introduces the Lamb, which is the same Lamb that fights the corrupt world in the Apocalypse, no one notices that it is about the Son of Man who arrives at the evening of the world when the doors are closed. This will make you understand why it is written. Jesus presented himself to them, his disciples, the doors were closed. 2,000 years ago, the doors were not closed yet, because the world could still accomplish a lot of things. Today, however, all the doors are closing one after another, like you may notice when looking up on the world's situation. So be aware that, whatever it does, this world is lost, that, because it cannot turn back to the past to take a new start. Besides, even if it could do so, it would take the same paths again and arrive at the same place, because in ignorance of what he is, man cannot know how it is appropriate to live so as not to destroy that by which he lives by. The end of false beliefs. But some will say, no one can prevent man from having a religion. Assuredly, until the arrival of the Son of Man who would lead the creature into the whole truth, no one could prevent the formation of the religions which are all pernicious sects and not the religion, the one that consists in loving and protecting all that God has created. But, until this day, your beliefs in religious, politic, philosophic, scientific or men full of money, prevented you from seeing what this world was and what would result from it. Also, you could not know what was the times in which the world finds itself, nor conceive what is the separation of men announced for the end of time. This separation is the one of the goats from the sheep, or the one of the tares from the wheat written in the scripture, which also describes what is the apocalypse following it. As a result, you did not know that the holy city, which is the New Jerusalem coming down from the sky, is the model of the upcoming cities. This is why, I am telling you, all that your teachers made you believe about the universe, the earth, the world, man, and what he is within the universe, as well as the prophecy and God's messenger himself, is nothing but a pack of lies. Nothing is true in their doctrines which they bake in the oven of time so to make it look like the bread of heaven. All of what they teach you is a lie from the beginning up to the end. However, you will have a lot of difficulties to admit that your ancestral beliefs about the things from the sky, the prophecy, and about Jesus are quite mistaken. See to it on this, because the agonizing world calls unto the truth. Although I am a young donkey, the child of a female donkey, I will remove the armor of those who dominate and practice lying, and it will not be for their glory. It is written that those who will elevate themselves will be lowered by the Son of Man, when he comes to separate the goats from the sheep. This is predicted and is accomplished today where you never were so far from the truth. Lend me an ear, and show a little patience while reading, like I show patience in writing, because on the evening of the world, the Son espouses the truth and invites to his wedding supper all the ones who are saints of spirit. It is about, in the scripture, the supper Jesus gives on the evening to his disciples with the food of the Spirit, which is the bread and water I bring to those who are hungry and thirsty for truth. The Son, of flesh and bones, is the last prophet who rises to act and reap what his predecessors have sown. This is why I will show you that the prophecy is found in the Old Testament, and that the New Testament had for objective to make me rise after throwing out the impostors that were before me, so that in arriving unexpectedly I catch them in their own traps. The New Testament had thus the goal to prepare my path, because many centuries are required for such works. But it is also written in order so that the true Son can recognize himself. He exists therefore for your salvation, because he prevents imposture or reveals it. If I disturb you with these first words which obviously show that religions have poisoned men for centuries, what I am saying is however entirely true. So do not be suspicious, and understand what I'm explaining to save your life. It is not without any reason that I come today unexpectedly while the world is holding its last speeches, because I have a people to save from what is happening. This people, as I previously said, is made of all the saints of spirit in the entire world whom I will teach and gather around my banner, to make them a unique and unanimous people. Thus, because of one, each of them will know who he is in the world and in the universe. Is this not a great miracle that only the Son can accomplish? The fulfillment of the decree. The change of the world must first go through change of man. And Jesus announces the one who will come to change it. I am this announced man. This is why, in the waiting, one had to listen to God in the scripture and practice his law. But, not wanting to hear God nor search for the truth, here comes the retribution. Be thus watchful on what I show you because, by a decree, God said that he would make man as rare as fine gold on earth, as rare as the gold of Ophir. This is because of the hypocrites and the wicked who reign with force by loosing the world. Which gives all its meaning to this word in the scripture, which explains the apocalypse, at the end of the Old Testament. For behold, the day is coming, burning like a furnace. All the haughty and all the wicked will be like thatch. The coming day will set them ablaze, says the Eternal of the armies. He will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you, who fear my name, the Son of Justice will rise, and healing will be under his wings. You'll come out, and you'll jump like the calves in a barn, and you'll trample on the wicked, for they will be like ashes under the soles of your feet, on the day that I am preparing, says the Eternal of the armies. Then he adds, behold, I will send you Elijah, the chosen one, the prophet, before the day of the Eternal comes. This great and dreadful day, he will bring back the hearts of fathers to their children, and children's hearts to their fathers, lest I come to strike the country with a ban. If you understand and admit today that a man had to come in order to enlighten and shelter those who understand, it is then easy to understand this word of the scripture and what is its accomplishment. Do not wait until your ears become ashes to listen to me, because I am Elijah, the announced prophet. With the explanation on celestial bodies, we will see that man was created the way he is now, less than 10,000 years ago, and it is because of this great youth that his heart essentially turns towards evil. This is why God sent Moses first, so he can make his law known and warn the world about what would happen to him if he did not practice it. Now, men, betrayed by their vanity, rejected this law and put kings over them so that God may not reign over them. Seeing all this, God then let man do whatever he wanted, until he gives himself a severe lesson that he won't soon forget, I am telling you. The world thus did everything that should never be done again on this earth. Because, by its rebellion, it eventually brings the nuclear cauldrons, which are the means to take away from earth everything that ought not to be there. With the Adam the world was created, and by the Adam it will be destroyed. It is the day of the Eternal. This is why, as he promised, God sends Elijah. I know you are asking yourselves how those who understand will be saved. Until my coming you said, can the nuclear weapons be used? And if they are, can there be any of the living left? Will earth still be inhabitable? I will answer first that when Satan let his cauldrons come into the world, the atomic factories, the world is obviously holding its last speeches. For, in truth, it is not these cauldrons and the powers of destruction that they provoke that are the cause of its end, but the reasons which brought them about. Understand, however, that Satan's sons, rubbing their hands in contentment while creating their nuclear weapons, are far from imagining what is going to happen. They still do not understand that the day when the military are going to use their weapons, they will only be able to do so massively, by thus provoking a blazing of the earth which will instantaneously be followed by the flood all around the world. As we will see, it will be your salvation, because there is a parry to this fire and the flood it will engender. Understand, however, that the fire will be destructive and the flood will be restorative. The earth will then have changed its face. This is when you will come out like veals getting out from their cowsheed, jumping and bouncing around with joy on the ashes of the wicked, because this time you will be freed from Satan's powers forever. You will then be in the kingdom where there will be no trace of those who lost the world, and in a new world which will never be destroyed. Understand at last that the mechanization and the nuclear weapons that it brings are the mandatory consequences of the darkness and the bad spirit of those who reign. By proclaiming being God themselves, these hypocrites could not see where they were taking the world along into and that they would disappear with it. Do not be afraid of the nation's leaders, the powerful, the rich, the conquerors, the scientists, the militaries, and the religious who bless and glorify them, because after having the audacity to defy God, their works will fall back down on them. They should have heard and believed the scriptures, but in order to reign they did not want to. The change of world. With or without the Son of Man, this end will come and it cannot be postponed. Understand, however, that God did not create the entire solar family and its living world in order that no one would survive. This is why, in John's Apocalypse, everyone sees that the Lamb is the one fighting the corrupted world using the sword of his mouth, that he comes out victorious and reign with the saints of spirit forever and ever. Thus, since the Apocalypse is ahead and not behind, you are effectively in the presence of this Lamb, wherever you may be on this earth. So listen, since we are just before the Apocalypse, it is obvious that we are not after Noah, but in the world of Noah, which is the first corrupted world that is going to be destroyed. Why is this a certainty? Because after destroying the corrupt world, God promises Noah that he would never destroy it again. He said to him, I will no longer curse the earth, for man's sake, for the thoughts of man's heart are evil from his youth, and I will no longer strike every living thing, as I have done. As long as the earth remains, sowing and reaping, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Having formally promised Noah he will never strike the world again as long as earth remains, God cannot do it again, otherwise he would destroy it twice and would fail to his word. Now, God is not a liar. And today, when he visits the earth, everyone will be convinced I am telling you. Noah's Ark is obviously not a ship made of three levels according to the letter, but this book I am writing to you and which is made of three parts. Because it is this book that comes to take you from the human sea in order to shelter you on top of the mountains while fire and water accomplish their work. Noah is one of my seven lights in the scriptures. That's why I know what I am saying. But Jesus had warned the entire world that on the day of the coming of the Son of Man, there would happen what happened in the time of Noah and of Lot. Which is quite similar. So it may act as a testimony and encourage you to listen to me, here is what Jesus said regarding the day of my coming. Because, as lightning flashes and shines from one end of the sky to the other, so will be the Son of Man in his day, it will be very quick. But he previously has to be suffering a lot, and that he be rejected by this generation. What happened in the time of Noah will also happen in the days of the Son of Man. Men ate, drank, got married, and married their children, until the day Noah entered the ark, and the flood came, and made them all perish. What happened in Lot's time will happen likewise. Men ate, drank, bought, sold, planted, and built, but on the day that Lot came out of Sodom, a rain of fire and brimstone fell from heaven, and made them all perish. So shall it also be in the day when the Son of Man shall appear. When you believe in Jesus, you believe in what he says. Is it this saying that the religious are teaching? Are they asking you to keep yourselves ready to receive the Son of Man and to enter the ark? It is obvious that in the sense of the letter, Noah's ark is a ship. But the scripture are not to be read in the sense of the letter, inhabitants of sepulchres. Because can you imagine Noah chasing insects, and running after small and large birds of each countries, and after reptiles, quadrupeds and other animals from around the world to bring specimens of their race in the ark with water and their respective food? Is this what you believe in? Instead, abandon the teaching of your religious leaders, this will restore form back to your faces and to your thoughts. And follow me, you shall not be confused.